Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 13, Beginning Text 78. Jagannanda Pandit has just returned from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and he gave the gifts he was carrying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave the pilu fruits to the devotees. But continuing, 78. Ekadina Prabhu Jame Swaratotsa Jaite Se Kale Deva Dasi Lagila Gaite. One day when the Lord was going to the temple of Yameshwar, a female singer began to sing in the Jagannath temple. She sang a Gujari tune in a very sweet voice. Because the subject was Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, the song attracted the attention of the entire world. Hearing the song from a distance, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately became ecstatic. He did not know whether it was a man or woman singing. As the Lord ran in ecstasy to meet the singer, thorny hedges pricked his body. So the Lord was so much in ecstasy that he did not experience the thorns. Govinda ran very quickly behind the Lord, who did not feel any pain from the prickling of the thorns. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running very rapidly, and the girl was only a short distance away. Just then, Govinda caught the Lord in his arms and cried, "It is a woman singing." As soon as he heard the word woman, the Lord became externally conscious and turned back. "My dear Govinda," he said, "you have saved my life. If I had touched the body of a woman, I would certainly have died. I shall never be able to repay my debt to you." Govinda replied, "Lord Jagannath has saved you. I am insignificant." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Govinda, you should stay with me always. There is danger anywhere and everywhere. Therefore, you should protect me very carefully." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned home. When Srup Damodar Goswami and his other attendants heard about this incident, they became very much afraid. During this time, Raghunath Bhattacharya, the son of Tapan Misra, gave up all his duties and left home, intending to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Accompanied by a servant carrying his baggage, Raghunath Bhatta started from Benares and traveled along the path leading through Bengal. In Bengal, he met Ramdas Vishwas, who belonged to the Kayastha caste. He was one of the king's secretaries. Ramdas Vishwas was very learned in all the revealed scriptures. He was a teacher of the famous book Kavya Prakash, and was known as an advanced devotee and worshipper of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport. Commenting on the word Parama Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that anyone who desires to merge into the existence of the Lord cannot be a pure Vaishnava. But because Ramdas Vishwas was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, he was almost a Vaishnava. In those days, no one could distinguish between a pure Vaishnava and a pseudo-Vaishnava. Therefore, Ramdas Vishwas was known as a Vaishnava because he worshipped Lord Ramachandra. Yeah, the Bengali is Parama Vaishnava Raghunatha Upasaka, because he was a worshipper of Lord Ram. He was considered a Parama Vaishnava. Ramdas had renounced everything and was going to see Lord Jagannath. While traveling, he chanted the holy name of Lord Ram 24 hours a day. When he met Raghunath Bhatta on the way, he took Raghunath's baggage on his head and carried it. Ramdas served Raghunath Bhatta in various ways, even massaging his legs. Raghunath Bhatta felt some hesitation in accepting all the service. "You are a respectable gentleman, a learned scholar, and a great devotee," Raghunath Bhatta said. "Please do not try to serve me. Just come with me in a happy mood." Ramdas replied, "I am a sudra, a fallen soul. To serve a brahmana is my duty and religious principle. Therefore, please do not be hesitant. I am your servant, and when I serve you, my heart becomes jubilant." Thus, Ramdas carried the baggage of Raghunath Bhatta and served him sincerely. He constantly chanted the holy name of Lord Ramachandra day and night. Traveling in this way, Raghunath Bhatta soon arrived at Jagannath Puri, and there he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great delight and fell at his lotus feet. Raghunath Bhatta felt straight as a rod at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the Lord embraced him, knowing well who he was. Raghunath offered respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on behalf of Tapan Misra and Chandrasekhara, and the Lord also inquired about them. "It is very good that you have come here," the Lord said. "Now, go see the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath. Today, you will accept prasad here at my place." The Lord asked Govinda to arrange for Raghunath Bhatta's accommodations, and then he introduced him to all the devotees headed by Srup Damana Goswami. Thus, Raghunath Bhatta lived with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously for 8 months. And by the Lord's mercy, he felt increasing transcendental happiness every day. He would periodically cook rice with various vegetables and invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. Raghunath Bhatta was an expert cook. Whatever he prepared tasted just like nectar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept with great satisfaction all the food he prepared, Raghunath Bhatta prepared. And after the Lord was satisfied, Raghunath Bhatta would eat his remnants. When Ramdas Vishwas met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord did not show him any special mercy, although this was their first meeting. Within his heart, Ramdas Vishwas was an impersonalist who desired to merge into the existence of the Lord, and he was very proud of his learning. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the omniscient personality of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can understand the heart of everyone, and thus he knew all these things. Ramdas Vishwas then took up residence in Jagannath Puri and taught the Kavya Prakash to the Patanayaka family, the descendants of Bhavananda Roy. After 8 months, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to Raghunath Bhatta, the Lord flatly forbade him to marry. "Do not marry," the Lord said. Here is Prabhupada's purport. Raghunath Bhatta had become a greatly advanced devotee while still unmarried. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see this, and therefore he advised him not to begin the process of material sense gratification. Marriage is a concession for people who are unable to control their senses. Raghunath, however, being an advanced devotee of Krishna, naturally had no desire for sense gratification. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him not to enter the bondage of marriage. Generally, a person cannot make much advancement in spiritual consciousness if he is married. He becomes attached to his family and is prone to sense gratification. Thus, his spiritual advancement is very slow or almost nil. Text 113. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Raghunath Bhatta, "When you return home, serve your aged father and mother, who are devotees, and try to study Srimad Bhagavatam from a pure Vaishnava who has realized God." Purport. One should note how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, advised Raghunath Bhattacharya to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. He advised him to understand Srimad Bhagavatam not from professional men, but from a real Bhagavata, a devotee. He also advised Raghunath Bhatta to serve his mother and father because they were both Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Anyone who wishes to advance in Krishna consciousness must try to serve the devotees of Krishna. As Narottama Das Thakur says, "Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Prayachi Keva." Without serving a self-realized Vaishnava, no one has ever been released from the materialistic way of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have never advised Raghunath Bhatta to serve ordinary parents, but since his parents were Vaishnavas, the Lord advised him to serve them. One might ask, why shouldn't ordinary parents be served? As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, one who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a relative, a father or mother, or a worshipable demigod, nor should such a person become a husband. Everyone naturally gets a father and mother at the time of birth, but the real father and mother are those who can release their offspring from the clutches of imminent death. This is possible only for parents advanced in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, any parents who cannot enlighten their offspring in Krishna consciousness cannot be accepted as a real father and mother. The following verse from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu confirms the uselessness of serving ordinary parents. Lokiki vaidiki vapi yakriya kriyate mune hari seva anukul laiva sakarja buktim ichata. One should perform only those activities, either worldly or prescribed by Vedic rules and regulations, which are favorable for the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Concerning the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly advises that one should avoid hearing from a non-Vaishnava professional reciter. In this connection, Sanatana Goswami quotes a verse from the Padma Purana, "A Vaishnava Mukagirna Putam Harikatam Mitam, Shavanam Naiva Kartavyam Sapochistam Yatapaya." No one should hear or take lessons from a person who is not a Vaishnava. Even if he speaks about Krishna, such a person should not be accepted, for it is like the milk touched by the lips of a serpent. Nowadays, it is fashionable to observe Bhagavata Saptaha and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from persons who are anything but advanced devotees or self-realized souls. There are even many Mayavadis who read Srimad Bhagavatam to throngs of people. Many Mayavadis have recently begun reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, and because they can present the Bhagavatam with word jugglery, twisting the meaning by grammatical tricks, materialistic persons who go to Vrindavan as a matter of spiritual fashion like to hear them. All this is clearly forbidden by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should note carefully that since these Mayavadis cannot personally know the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, they can never deliver others by reciting it. On the other hand, an advanced devotee of the Lord is free from material bondage. He personifies Srimad Bhagavatam in life and action. Therefore, we advise that anyone who wants to learn Srimad Bhagavatam must approach such a realized soul. Continuing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concluded, "Come again to Nalachala, Jagannath Puri." After saying this, the Lord put his own neck beads on Raghunath Bhatta's neck. Then the Lord embraced him and bade him farewell. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Raghunath Bhatta began to cry due to imminent separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After taking permission from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees headed by Sri Damodar, Raghunath Bhatta returned to Benares. Hare Krishna, we shall end here. And Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.